relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
We try. That's why we are here, pushing back on the propagandists every single day. Live for 3 hours, terrestrial radio, hundreds of stations, millions of listeners. God bless you all. Don't forget, also, live streaming on Facebook, on YouTube. Subscribe today. Hit the notifications bell twice. Never meet a thing. Or never miss a thing. Also, don't forget Twitter, unless you're Selena Zito. Because Selena Zito, we were looking for her Twitter account, and she closed it down. Selena Zito, welcome to America First.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I left Twitter sometime in May. After 12 years, I had had enough. I found that it didn't make me a better reporter. It didn't keep me be able to have a clearer mind when I do the work that I do. And besides that, I just didn't like how people treated each other. So if you want to catch my stuff, just go to SelenaZito.com. You can sign up for my emails. They're free. They're fun. They're not fattening. And I take you all over the country.
I was going to promote her with my funky accent, my deep voice. And she just stole my thunder. She even gave me the stuff to say that it's free, it's fun, it's not fattening. And now I have nothing to say. I can't even say SelenaZito.com. I've been made redundant. SalenaZito, SelenaZito.com. She is national political reporter for some rag we don't mention with the initials W-E. But more importantly, she is columnist for the New York Post. We love it. And she's also a regular on John Batchelor's long-form radio, which we love so much. Let's start there, Selena. You are the person of all journalists out there, and this is why you need to be back on Twitter, dagnabbit, because it's not about being a good reporter. It's about making snowflakes melt. But you are the only reporter I know who actually reports on real America, gets out of the stinking swamp, gets out of the Acela Corridor, travels to where Americans who built America live and talk about what's going on there. And John, he was on my special podcast for an hour. If you haven't listened to it, I got to interview John Batchelor, and it was not because of me, but because of John. It was incredible. Post it right He's now, amazing. Eric. He is amazing. Post the story of John Batchelor's life that we discussed on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. And he said something amazing to me. He said, there are metrics for what's happening politically in America. And one of them, is it true that you went to parts of Pennsylvania, I think it was, and you saw handmade, handwritten signs, yard signs for President Trump? Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, in 2016, I talked about seeing these signs. And I can remember people admonishing me and saying, Selena, signs don't vote. And that's true. But the amount of signs, and I saw signs painted on houses, on the sides of barns, and all of them obviously homemade. I even saw a horse with Trump painted on the sign. The farmer assured me that it was safe. But that was 2016. I will tell you that if I thought 2016 was insane with signs, 2020 is like double that. I've just been through Ohio and Michigan and all through Pennsylvania, all 67 counties. And while I rarely saw a Clinton sign in 2016, I have seen a handful of Biden signs. I still have to talk to some of those people, but they said that these are not people that have switched their votes. They just couldn't get the Clinton people to recognize that they actually existed, which is a completely different story. But yeah, the enthusiasm, I would say, is over the top. And you don't see one.
You mean the Trump enthusiasm now?
Yeah, the Trump enthusiasm now. You know, and this is part of why I left Twitter, Sebastian, in that if I go on Twitter or if I watch the Daily News, I would be convinced that he was losing. He was going to lose. Trump was losing. He was going to lose by 10 points, and it was all over. The fat lady had already sang. But then I go out and I listen and I talk to people, and it's a completely different story. So it really sort of makes my brain sideways sometimes to try to understand what is going on. The one thing I will tell you, and I think this is really, really important, and that is when I wrote my book with Brad Todd in 2016, The Great Revolt, when it was about the coalition that is the Trump coalition, the new Republican conservative populist coalition. We polled people afterwards. Only Trump identified voters in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Wisconsin. And we asked them, did you tell a family member or friend or a pollster that you were going to vote for Trump? This is going to blow your mind. At least
this is the Trafalgar poll. What were your findings about those?
34%. 34% of Trump self-identified voters said that they did not tell a family member, a friend, or a pollster that they were going to vote for him. Now, 2016 seems like a Disney movie compared to what we're experiencing right now. I suspect that number is higher.
So this is what I posit always, but I'm not on the ground like you. My contention is the following. The idea that the silent majority that swept this man into the office, the Oval Office, 4 years ago, has shrunken in the last 4 years, I find absolutely impossible to imagine. You're verifying that for me, correct?
Yeah, I mean, anecdotally, when I'm driving around, that's what I find, and that's sort of the mental conflict as a journalist, right? Because I have to work with data, and I also have to work with reporting. The data is not matching up with the reporting, and that's what's very similar to what I experienced in 2016.
So, talk to us about what you're seeing in your industry, because the remarkable thing is I think the silent majority is larger. I think your anecdotal evidence is part of that story. But your colleagues are worse than they've ever been. There is no recognition of the failure of the mainstream media to understand what happened in 2016 and to actually make an attempt not to be political. Is that what you are seeing from inside the sausage factory?
Well, I live in Pittsburgh, so I'm never really around most of my colleagues. Here's what I will tell you, and here's what I understand. And it's not just in my profession, but it's in all of the sort of cultural curators in our country, corporations, sports entities, entertainment, and also the media. The people that work there, that work at these places, tend to come from the same sort of 10 wealthiest zip codes in our country. And they don't share, they don't have the same sort of shared experiences, those cultural touchstones with the people that they're often reporting on that live in places like Kenosha, Wisconsin, or Bucks County, Pennsylvania, or East Liverpool, Ohio, right? They don't have those, they don't know people like that. So it is very difficult to understand that. And that's why you see corporations and sports entities and entertainers deciding to go on the side of the left because that's who they know. That's who they live. That's who they socialize with. Right? Those are their friends. They don't know people who may be pro-life. They don't know people who may own a gun. They don't know people who might sit in a pew every Sunday. So they're not understanding the people they're reporting on, and I think that's why they tend to get things sideways when talking about Trump and or the coalition, the Republican conservative coalition that put him into office.
It's like, I always forget her name, but that Washington Post or New York Times columnist after the Nixon election who wrote an op-ed piece saying, I don't know, understand how he's our president because nobody I know voted for him.
Right. And I think that's sort of the challenge for people in the national media. They all tend to live around Washington, D.C. and or around New York City. And the same goes look at where the headquarters are for the NFL. It's on Park Avenue in New York. I would argue if you want to better understand what is important to the people that spend their hard-earned money to sit in those seats every Sunday, put your headquarters in Canton, Ohio, and put a couple people on your board of directors that went to a state school. Not everything should be Ivy League and the best of the best of the best. It doesn't mean that's bad. It just means we need a more variety in our cultural curators.
Yeah. We have no variety. It is complete. Yes, we have you, and it's not fattening. It's fun and it's free. Did I get that right? Go to Selena.
You said it so much better than my user.
Okay, the invoice is in the mail. Go to selenazito.com, SalenaZito, selenazito.com, and read. She has two great pieces at americangreatness.com, one on how we recovered from the Spanish flu as a nation, and then about a certain town called Prosperity in Pennsylvania. Follow this woman through her website, and then maybe we'll get her back on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial.
Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. How does the Daily Mail do it? Why do they get all these exclusive scoops about American politics? Either it's the latest story about Kim Kardashian or some scoop we will share with you the leaked footage, the rest of the footage that you have not seen from the George Floyd arrest that was obtained by the Daily Mail, things that, strangely aren't being reported on by the fake news mainstream industrial complex. But before we do that, we always partner this time of year with the incredible people at Food for the Poor. Why? Because charity does not end at our borders. We are a blessed nation. Even in the time of COVID, we remain the greatest nation on God's earth. But in our own hemisphere, not far from our southerly border, there are people in trouble. There are children who do not have enough to eat, and you can help them. Children like the children of this lady, Yolanda from Guatemala, speaking through an interpreter.
How does it make her feel when she can't feed her children?
It makes me feel sad. Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better and have more money in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
Let's make sure that Yolanda's children don't suffer. You can make that possible. You can stop the hunger. Just one number for you. How much does it cost to fill your car with a tank of gas? I would hazard it's more than $37. If you send $37 through my website to Food for the Poor, you will provide 3 meals a day for one of these children for 6 months. a one-time donation of $37. If you can afford $185, you will feed five starving children for 6 months. You will be doing God's work with a phone call, with a few clicks of a mouse. Will you do it for me? Will you do it for the children? Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the emergency food relief banner. If you prefer, you can call Food for the Poor at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673, or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the emergency food relief banner. You will be doing God's work, and bless you for doing it. Okay, I promised you this Daily Mail exclusive. We have taken two parts of this video. They're just a minute long each. You can hear the audio. These are the video footage clips from the body cams of the police who arrested George Floyd. And this is long before that Officer Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck. And this is all part of the story, and we think you need to know it. So let's play video cut 9, Eric. George Floyd leaked to the Daily Mail. Play video.
Okay.
Grab a seat.
Okay.
I'll roll the windows down, okay?
So, for those who are listening, he wasn't on the ground. He wasn't being knelt on. He was handcuffed standing next to a cruiser with its rear door open. Nobody was manhandling George Floyd. And he was saying repeatedly, "I'm not that kind of guy. I've got COVID and I'm claustrophobic." And the officers are saying, "It's okay, we'll open the window." And he refuses repeatedly to simply sit in the back of the vehicle. Let's play you our second cut of George Floyd long before anybody uses force against him after he has been arrested. Eric, video cut 10.
Okay, man, okay. I'm not a bad guy, man.
In the car.
I'm not a bad guy.
So in that footage, again, exclusively obtained by the Daily Mail in the UK, you see George Floyd inside the vehicle, shouting repeatedly, "I can't do this, I can't breathe," and then getting out of the vehicle long before any restraint was used on him, long before he was on the ground. Questions. Why are we only seeing this now? Questions. Why is it a British newspaper, a British website, that is providing this to the American people? It's not me. It's my buddy, Chris Plant, who says one of the greatest powers the media has is not to lie to you, but to not talk about something, to not cover a story. But not here. Looks like not at the Daily Mail either. We are here to push back on the lies, the spin, the so-called narrative doctors. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, a woman who has forfeit her job because she is standing up for the truth. Dr. Simone Gold on what you need to know about the coronavirus. Next here on America First. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries food for the poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down, curfews are in place, crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides 3 children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds 5 children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child at sebgorka.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The truth is a good thing, is it not? One should be rewarded for speaking the truth. Unless, of course, it has something to do with a certain pandemic that came to us out of China. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First. And I'm delighted to have with us somebody who not only worked for the Surgeon General of the United States, is a board-certified emergency medicine specialist, but also, and this is really impressive, you go to med school, you get certified, and then you go to Stanford and you get your JD. That's enough. But it wasn't for her. She's Dr. Simone Gold, and she is the founder of American Doctors Who Are On The Front Line. They had a summit here last week, a totally viral video. We had Dr. Dan Erickson, one of her colleagues, on the show. The video was deep sixed almost immediately. She appeared on my colleague Dennis Prager's show, and now she's gracing us with her presence. Dr. Gold, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here, Dr. Gorka.
First things first, you made an appearance on Fox News, and you said that you'd lost your job after you held your summit. Do tell, what exactly happened after you came here just to speak factually about the Chinese COVID virus?
Yes, I was told that because I had appeared in an embarrassing video speaking about hydroxychloroquine, that my services would no longer be needed.
And so what does that mean? Are you without a job, or was this a clinic you were working for? So can you tell us more?
Yeah, so just to be really clear, I am a board-certified emergency physician practicing on the front lines, whether or not there's a pandemic. There's been some chatter in social media that maybe I'm not a real doctor. I most definitely am. I'm the person you see if you break your leg or you need to be intubated for COVID. That's me. And I work at a couple of different hospitals, which is common for emergency doctors. And at one hospital, I was getting a tremendous amount of grief for prescribing hydroxychloroquine. At the other, it was a little less profile and they didn't fuss as much, but they both let me go.
Okay. And did they say what you did that was wrong, Dr. Gold?
You know, it's just medical cancel culture. I don't even begrudge my hospitals any more than any other hospitals. I think this is any hospital USA. This is how we are.
But were you given a reason what you did that was wrong or against the ethics of the medical profession?
No, it was flat out said to me that it was because of the video that I appeared in. That's what I was told.
Did they say what was wrong with the video?
No, just that it was embarrassing.
Okay, so for those who haven't seen the video, what was your video at American Frontline Doctors? What was it about?
So our website was taken down, so it's going up soon so people can see for themselves. But we had a summit. It was 3.5 hours in the morning and 3.5 hours in the afternoon of educational content related to COVID, because we know that the American people have been gravely misled. In between, we did a press conference on the steps of the Supreme Court, and that got the most attention because we're calling attention to the fact that there is treatment. There are options. The fear that has captivated Americans is not justified. So that's what we're here to tell you.
So let's talk about one thing you mentioned, that you were given grief before you were fired for prescribing hydroxychloroquine. I've been taking hydroxychloroquine for months. It's been around since the 1950s. The U.S. government prescribed it to our soldiers in Vietnam. Why is it suddenly, why are governors of the United States, Dr. Gold, banning the use of this established generic drug?
Right. So it's so incredibly bizarre and unique that no matter what you think, you have to at least notice that this has never happened before, that an FDA approved medication for 65 years, widely available on the WHO's list of essential medications that all countries must have for all time. It was a derivative of quinine, which
Follow
is found in tree bark.
Dr. Simone Gold and her website, AFLDS.com. That's American Frontline Doctors Summit, AFLDS.com. We will be back with the good doctor in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you're suffering, if you're in pain right now, stop and listen. There's a product that is absolutely drug-free and which works. I attest to that. In the last 18 months, my lower back pain has gone, and tens of thousands of Americans are taking this product whose ingredients attack the source of your pain at the actual genesis of the inflammation. Try it right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Don't wait any longer. Find out if you could be the next success story. You know it makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
8.5 hours sleep last night. Do you know how good I feel? You could feel that way too. Rest your head every night on one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. He sold 51 million. Yes, they're that good. I use them, the president uses them, and you can get up to 50% off his incredible products at MyPillow.com if you drop my name. Just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. You won't regret it. We are back with Dr. Simone Gold. She is the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. You can check out their incredible information at their website, America's Frontline Doctors Summit, which is AFLDS.com. That's AFLDS.com. Dr. Gold, welcome back. And follow her on Twitter, Dr. Simone Gold. You had your summit in D.C. You got in trouble almost instantaneously. The video had to be thrown into the memory hole by the powers that be. Let's get the truth out there. We have had guests on the show who've talked about the egregious, quote-unquote, mistakes when it comes to counting COVID deaths across the country, how some states are reporting fatalities that have occurred 2 months ago on their latest daily statistics. Is it true? Have you seen any evidence of there being built-in incentives, financial or otherwise, for states, for local clinics, for doctors to actually inflate the numbers of COVID patients and deaths?
It's hard for me to speak to the motivations because sometimes I think it's just ignorance or foolishness, but there could be a malevolent motive. There's no question that the numbers are inaccurate. Let's start with the fact that the word case implies to the American public somebody who's sick with a fever, coughing, and chest pain. Completely not true at all. Cases is this positive test results on a slip of paper. The overwhelming numbers of cases, as they're being called, are people who are asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. That's a fact. And it's just a misnomer to call them cases. Of the people, though, that even have positive, you know, numbers, let's say, a lot of those patients, sometimes they're double tested. I mean, not sometimes. I see that all the time in the ER. We get patients who've had multiple tests multiple times. We also have had tons of inaccuracies. I mean, I forgot which state it was, but was it Florida or Texas? They reported that 40 labs had reported 100% accuracy numbers, which then turned out to be more like 9 or 10%.
Florida. Yes, Florida.
Yeah, it is. It's for sure. There's definitely a financial overlay to this. You know, patients that go into the hospital, you know, as an ER doctor, I see inpatients and outpatients. There does seem to be, you know, there is a tendency towards putting COVID first, and that's because the financial payment to cover is $13,000 for an inpatient and $39,000 if you're an inpatient on the ICU. Now, to be fair, hospitals are doing a lot of work for these patients. It's true. But there's certainly an inflated component to that because a person could have cancer, let's say, or congestive heart failure, and then they get COVID. You know, they're talking about Herman Cain as though he's a COVID death. But my understanding is that he had, you know, pretty terminal cancer. God bless his soul. Rest his soul, rather. So I don't pay any attention, to be honest with you, to cases. I mean, sometimes people like you ask me, and I'm like, I don't even pay any attention to them. The only thing that matters really is mortality rates. Even those are inflated. But the actual case number is really totally irrelevant.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are found to be positive, but you've got a sniffly nose, it's hardly a threat to the national security of the United States. Could you talk to us as a professional when it comes to the issue of masks? I discussed this on my show. I refuse to wear a mask. I'm not afraid. If it gets me, I'm on hydroxychloroquine. I'll go and see my doctor. I love tonic water. Been drinking it since I was a child. So I'm probably up to here in quinine already. But when it comes not to you in an ER who knows how to use a mask properly and who has to, talk to us about the layman's use of masks and where you stand, given what we're seeing coming out of Holland and out of Sweden and elsewhere.
I'm going to give you a slightly different answer than I think you expect.
I have no expectations. So if you say you're a big fan, that's fine. That's why you're on the show. We don't rehearse these things. I want your professional opinion.
Yeah. No. Scientifically, the masks are useless and irrelevant. That's a fact. But I found so much resistance to that I really thought about it. And the problem is that when somebody is wearing a mask, they're really saying an existential, deep philosophical question. You know, am I going to be okay? Are you going to be okay? That's what they're asking. That's where the answer is that the science doesn't support it at all. Never work. They never work. Americans are captured by fear at the moment. So some people respond by wearing masks. They think they're doing something. They think they're helping people. The problem with masks, other than the scientific fact that they don't work, is causing tremendous social divisiveness because you have people who are yelling at other people because they think that those people are insensitive. And the other people are realizing that the masks are foolish and won't participate in something foolish or are very concerned, like me, about their civil liberties being eroded. And so you're really creating tremendous animosity between groups of Americans. So they're not benign at all. And if there's no scientific basis, which there isn't, all right, I can quote some studies for you, then we should not be going down the socially divisive path.
What about the psychological? So health isn't just a function of mechanics or chemistry or biology. It's also a function of the spiritual or how you feel about yourself. We know that there's hypochondriacs. We know the placebo effect. Isn't there also a psychological aspect to the mask that I am signaling to the world that I am afraid? Isn't that also part and parcel of dealing with this threat?
Yes, it's both. It's all of it. So the best reason to wear the mask is to calm the fear. This was actually published in a letter to the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. I think it was late April. It might have been late May. And it went through the fact that there's no science, but it concluded that the fear and anxiety is so strong that we maybe should do the mask, which I thought was complete capitulation on the part of a scientific journal. So people who are wearing the mask are either afraid or virtue signaling that they care deeply for others. Both of those are just plain foolish. And there's a lot of people like myself very concerned about the civil liberties of living in a society where you can be told to do something that's of no benefit to anyone, but just signals that you're compliant. That's very dangerous. That's not who Americans are. I know that you know that as an immigrant. I know that.
No, it is not who we are. I'm annoyed. I'm very angry. That went far too quickly. We don't rehearse this, and I'm going to ambush her right now. Dr. Simone Gold, will you come back for an hour?
Everyone who I talk with wants me to come back for an hour. It would be my pleasure.
All right. I'm going to get on the list. I'll be somewhere behind Dennis and all of my colleagues. In the meantime, follow her right now, Dr. Simone Gold, and the incredible website AFLDS. It stands for America's Frontline Doctors Summit. Go there right now, AFLDS.com. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Do you have a cell phone? I know you have a cell phone, even if it's a flip phone. But who's your carrier? Is it one of the big, big cell phone companies? Because if it is, guess what? At the end of the month, they take a portion of your bill and they spend it on things you hate. They even give money to Democrat candidates, to gun control companies, to Planned Parenthood, you name it. Don't let them use your money against you. Go with the only conservative Christian cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. You can switch today, get free activation, a free gift, and rely upon their incredible nationwide 4G LTE network. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, and you can also call them on 972-PATRIOT. Their company has just been rated number one in America for customer service. Do it today. They're on your side. patriotmobile.com/Gorka, or just call 972-PATRIOT. Patriots.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Doesn't it all boil down to the same thing? Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter whether it's the riots on the streets, the statues coming down, the burgeoning crime rates, the homicide rates, the use of hydroxychloroquine, masks, China, the wall. It doesn't matter what the issue is. It all comes down to the same thing. Truth. Are you on the side of the truth? Do you know what the truth is? And most important of all, as we have 90 days left, are you going to stand up for the truth? Are you going to speak out in the name of the truth? For whatever issue it is, whether it's the fact that clearly Joe Biden is not fit to do any job, let alone the most onerous job in the world. Whether it's the fact that Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with black lives, or with justice, or with peace, or that the tearing down of statues has nothing to do with the sins of those represented by those images. It's all about hatred. Hatred of what? The truth. It's the same thing. These people cannot stand the fact that our nation was predicated in its founding on the concept of objective truth, that there is such a thing as objective truth, and that, most importantly, it matters. What are you going to do in 90 days to show the world that you stand for the truth, that you're on the side of objective things that matter, that are eternal and immutable? One of the easiest ways to do something is to ensure that the man who stepped into the breach for the forgotten men and women of America in the face of the betrayal of Middle America by both the Democrat Party and the establishment Republican Party is reelected. It's your job. It's my job. Become part of that solution. Volunteer today. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Go to TrumpTalk.gop. Spend 30 minutes a night making calls to your fellow American in the name of truth. If you do that, we can win. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line. And every blessed day, stay frosty.